الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعليكم السلام. أما بعد، praise Allah تبارك وتعالى and ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. As far as I remember, because we had skipped a Friday due to travel, we stopped at Ayah 184. Can anyone confirm that? Did we finish Ayah 184 or did we not?
Yes.
We did. Beautiful. Ayah number 185. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Everyone, even though the ayah says every soul, كل نفس, every soul shall taste death, and only on the day of resurrection shall you be paid your wages in full. And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise, he indeed is successful. The life of this world is only the enjoyment of deception, meaning it's a deceiving thing. Now, one of the issues that you have when translating or when reading the translated Quran or meanings of the Quran and the common, like the one I have on the phone, or the one you may have from Darussalam or the Taqiyuddin Hilali one or any other tafsir, usually they are forced to translate the meaning and they cannot really touch upon every aspect of it. For instance, right now we read Walaikum Salam. They use the present tense to say فَقَدْ فَاز, that he is successful. But the actual tense used in the ayah is in the past. يَفُوز, to be victorious, to win. فَازَ, won. It's in the past. And this has, in rhetoric, this has a value, and this is an indication that success is so guaranteed that it's already been used in the past, and that this person is definitely successful. He's already succeeded even at this stage prior to entering Jannah, which is where the ultimate success will manifest. So these are little intricate differences which you can only appreciate if the Arabic language was available. Otherwise, when we depend on the translation, we're being deprived. One way or another, we're being deprived of some of the beauty of the choice of words and things of this nature. So this may serve as a good reminder or an encouragement to learn the Arabic language, inshallah, as much as we can. The Shaykh says, rahimahullah, هذه الآية الكريمة فيها التزهيد في الدنيا بفنائها وعدم بقائها وأنها متاع الغرور. This noble ayah contains the call to asceticism. Asceticism, to be an ascetic. Someone, an ascetic is someone who is not interested in this worldly life. Someone who is not interested in this worldly life. في الدنيا بفنائها. Why? Because this world is bound to end. It's going to perish. Actually, fana is perish. That this world is perishing. وَعَدَمْ بَقَائِهَا, it is not going to remain. وَأَنَّهَا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, and it is nothing but false deception. تَفْتُنْ أَوْ تَفْتِنُ بِزُخْرُفِهَا وَتَخْدَعُ بِغُرُورِهَا وَتَغُرُّ بِمَحَاسِنِهَا. It tests the people. It becomes a source of temptation. It tempts them with its adornment, and it tricks them with its deception, and it deceives them with its beauty, the worldly life. ثم هي منتقلة منتقلة ومنتقل عنها إلى دار القرار
التي توفى فيها النفوس ما عملت. Furthermore, it is moving, and it will be moved away from. The dunya itself is moving, and those who live in it, it will be moved away from them. They will move away from it. It will move away from them, and they will move away from it. Obviously, when one dies, to the darul qarar. Dar is a home, residence, a place. Alaykum salam. Qarar is the abode of eternity, a place where you do not relocate after. Qarar is the final, we may call it the final destination. Staqarra al-insan fi makan, meaning he became grounded in one area and he doesn't move around. He's not moving around. For example, التي توفى فيها النفوس ما عملت, wherein souls will be reckoned, they will be reckoned for what the soul has put forth of deeds. من خير وشر, be it good or evil. فمن زحزح أي أخرج, so whoever is removed. زحزح is the زيح, يعني is like to scoot over to the side, go a little bit to the side, to move away from something. زحزح here means remove, was ever removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise. فقد فاز, أي حصل له الفوز العظيم, meaning he has attained الفوز العظيم, the great success. بالنجاة من العذاب الأليم, what is that great success? Being saved from the severe punishment and torment. والوصول إلى جنات النعيم, and being admitted to the gardens of delight. التي فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. The jannat, the gardens of delight, which contain what no eye has ever seen, what no ear has ever heard, and that which has never come across a human's heart, as in mind. Because we know that in Islam, your mind is in your heart. Your mind is in your heart. People argue, say either you choose a doctor or Allah. Either you choose a doctor or Allah. Alaykum salam. Allah said, قلوب لا يفقهون بها. They have hearts which they don't understand with. That's it. That's the fatwa of Allah. Now whether the brain is part of the process of thinking, and in it there are, you know, the cells which analyze and whatever, no doubt. We may not deny that. But at the end of the day, it's your heart, not your brain. In this sense, the heart is related. And the scholars have a long discussion on this issue. The point being, now that the Jannah contains that. Somebody sent me an email, and they said, look, you know, you guys say, or we Muslims believe that there's in Jannah, what, some things that you've never felt. Correct? Sure. He said, then how come we were promised to have relations with Hur al-Ain, and this is something that people have experienced today? So, you know, there's nothing really, it's not really something that we've never experienced. And naturally the answer was, hold on a second now. You can't look at it in this fashion. What one experiences today of what they call SEX is going to be, it's nothing like what someone will experience there in Jannah. Even though the name, the title may be the same, the essence of the relationship, the delight and the pleasures associated with it are nothing like that of the dunya. The same way there's Jannah, there's gardens in Jannah, there are trees in Jannah, there are fruits in Jannah, and we've had fruits here. But the fruit which we eat here is not going to be like the fruit which one has in Jannah. For you to eat an apple here, you have to wash it, make sure it's clean, you know, it hasn't been sprayed with anything, then you have to avoid eating the seeds, then it may be rotten, a worm may pop out while you're biting it. I mean, all kinds of issues may arise because you want to enjoy one apple. And then afterwards it may give you, you know, cause you diarrhea and your stomach ache, and you go through a whole process because you enjoyed an apple, which you really didn't enjoy anymore. Now that's not going to be like that in Jannah. You're not going to be tripping over the delight of Jannah. It's going to be worry-free. You know how in today they when they want to sell you any product, they always try to tell you, you know, all problems, problems free, you know, lifetime warranty, blah blah blah, waterproof, shock proof, you know, blah 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 proof. In general, everything is like this all the time. You don't have to worry about any deficiency or disadvantage along with the blessings which Allah has prepared for the people of Jannah. The Shaykh said, ومفهوم الآية أن من لم يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة فإنه لم يفز بل قد شقي الشقاء الأبدي وابتلي بالعذاب السرمدي. The understanding of the ayah is, now this is understanding based on the meaning. Whoever is not removed from the fire and is not admitted to Jannah, then he has not succeeded. Rather, he has been granted the eternal wretchedness. يعني it doesn't come to an end. And وَابْتُلِيَ بِالْعَذَابِ السَّرْمَدِي an eternal torment. So he'll be forever wretched and he'll be forever tormented in the fire وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Now في هذه الآية إشارة لطيفة إلى نعيم البرزخ وعذابه. In this ayah, there's a slight indication about the bounties or the delight of the barzakh and its torment. And for those of you, let me see here. For those of you who attend the Saturday Aqeedah class, specifically in our last few sessions, we had been dealing with the belief system of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah concerning the belief in barzakh and life in between, the interval, that stage between the life of the dunya and the life to come. And we actually concluded our discussion on that and we went into the Al-Qiyamatul Kubra, the major resurrection. And we're speaking now about the resurrection, which is tomorrow inshallah, and what happens during the resurrection and what have you. Very interesting. If you have nothing to do Saturday between Maghrib and Isha and you live close to Hayya al-Mushrifa, Hayakallah. Tayyib. So in this ayah there's an indication that there's this delight in this barzakh or punishment. وَأَنَّ الْعَامِلِينَ يُجْزَوْنَ فِيهِ بَعْضَ الْجَزَاءِ بِمَا عَمِلُوهُ وَيُقَدَّمْ لَهُمْ أُنْمُودَةً مِمَّا أَسْلَفُوهُ. And that those who strove, they will get a share of their deeds or the reckoning of their deeds, and it will be presented to them as a sample for that which they had done. وَيُفْهَمْ هَذَا مَا قَوْلِهِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. How did the Shaykh come about or bring about this understanding? He said this is deduced from the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and verily you will only be paid your full wages on the day of resurrection. You will only be paid in full. SubhanAllah, even the term used and even the translation to English is interesting. You'll only be paid your full wages. Meaning and you may strive, you may work hard in the dunya, and Allah decrees that you don't get paid fully for what you have done. You deserve a lot of good, but Allah decrees that that good is postponed until Yawm al-Qiyamah. So people may oppress you, they may wrong you, they may harm you, they may hurt you, and that's fine. You may not get your rights back from them now, but when will you get it fully? Yawm al-Qiyamah, you'll be paid your wages in full. Everything will be balanced out. Subhanallah al-Azim. أي توفية الأعمال التامة إنما يكون يوم القيامة. So the full payment of wages will be on the day of resurrection. وأما ما دون ذلك فيكون في البرزخ. Whatever is beneath that or before that, this will be in the barzakh, in that life in between. بل قد يكون قبل ذلك في الدنيا. But rather it may even be in the dunya, that you may be given you some of your wages in the dunya. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Allah says in Surah Al-Abrib Sajda, and verily we shall make them taste of the minor punishment before the major punishment, below the major punishment. So Allah will, and look at the world today, man. I don't believe it. I don't believe what's going on. I don't know if you watch the news. I don't have a TV by Allah's grace and mercy, but I go to the CNN and other, and I CNN not because they're reliable, but because it's always interesting how wicked they they are, and how they twist the news to make the Muslims always and forever look bad. And that, of course, worldly news. Now, yesterday I go to the main page, CNN.com, and the main headlines: flood in Australia, tens of people died recently, hundreds of people displaced, disaster. Sri Lanka, millions of people have been affected by the floods in Sri Lanka. Brazil, scores of people were taken away by the water. You go to every country, everywhere, floods, disasters, and if there are no natural disasters, it's warfare. It's war between the countries. Yeah, and subhanAllah, everywhere you go, Allah has given them a taste of what the human beings are earning. And Allah said this in the Quran: ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Corruption and mischief have appeared on the land and in the sea due to what the people have earned with their own hands, so Allah may make them taste part of what they have done, perhaps they will return. Yani the people need to realize that this is from Allah. This punishment, these floods, these earthquakes, this, you know, all these disasters are from Allah, not from anyone else. And this is Allah trying to call our, or bring our attention, or draw our attention to the fact that punishment exists. You're not here to have a good old time and go swimming every other day and then you think you're going to go to paradise after you die. There's something called punishment, which is the hellfire. You want a taste of it? Here. Here's some. Here's drowning. Here's suffering. He's burning. But only the believers understand. Only the believers reflect. Only the believers take heed and say, oh, we need to change. The kuffar, they're dumb. The most stupid creatures on earth are the disbelievers. Don't believe otherwise. Believe me, if there was a cow and next to her is a kafir, the cow is more intelligent than the kafir. It's more intelligent than a Jew, than a Christian, than a Hindu, anyone else. Because this cow, Allah created it for an objective which it doesn't go against. It doesn't say, I want to fly. Have you ever seen a flying cow? Put on a Superman uniform and say, I'm going to fly. What happened to you? We're supposed to use you for food. No, you can't have hamburgers anymore. No beef burger for you. I want to be a president. No, it doesn't do that. And it remembers Allah. It remembers Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ. There isn't anything except that it glorifies the greatness and the uniqueness of Allah. We just don't understand their glorification. The cow remembers Allah. Now the kafir was created to worship Allah. He's too busy. Doesn't do it. So the cow is fulfilling the objective of life which he was created for. The kafir is not. The cow remembers Allah. The kafir does not. And with these two, the scholars have said concerning the same of Allah, هُمْ كَالْأَنْعَامِ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ. What's the ayah? There are two ayat. What is Surah Al-Furqan? Ya shabab, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. When Allah spoke about the kuffar, He said those are like the livestock, like the cattle, sheep, goats, that know but they are more astray. They are more astray. Why? The scholars say because of these two things. So, only the believer reflects on the occurrences of the dunya and the fact that it's a punishment from Allah. And now, look, even though this is a fact and we're expecting it all the time, look how Allah Azza wa Jal informs us ahead of time that these things will take place. Yeah, when news is brought to you unexpectedly, it's shocking. It shocks you. You may overreact. You may not do very well in terms of reaction. But when you have a feeling, or when you're notified that be careful, something can happen, it is not as damaging. It is not as harmful. Why? You're expecting it. Yeah, and if you thought you were going to pass the exam 100%, and you fail, you're going to be traumatized. But if you knew, there's a very good chance I will fail, and you fail, I knew it, I had a feeling, And if you fast, alhamdulillah, it makes a difference. Now listen, Allah says, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنْفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Who has English? No one has English? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. The English, hey, somebody has to bring it with them. Just think, because my phone may take a while. Here we go. You shall certainly be tried and tested in your wealth and properties. Listen. You shall certainly be tried and tested in your wealth and properties and in your personal selves. That's not it. And you shall certainly hear much that will grieve you from those who received the scripture before you, the Jews and the Christians, and from those who ascribe honors to Allah, al-mushrikeen. But if you persevere patiently and become among the muttaqun, then verily that would be a determining factor in all affairs. Meaning, and that is from the great matters which you must hold on with all your efforts. So Allah told us that we will be tested with our wealth, ourselves, and we will hear many things that bother us from the Jews and the Christians and the Mushrikeen. And the cartoons which were drawn of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not too far from this. They are actually part of this. And Allah informed us, and He told us actually the solution was not to blow up an embassy, nor was it to burn tires in the street, or to whatever kind of acts of violence or rioting that the Muslims did in some of the countries, that these are not the means with which we get our rights. We have teachings from Allah which we must follow. It affects us. We're not going to be silent. We won't be quiet. But it is not done in such a haphazard manner that every time we get emotional, we act in a way that makes it worse. It makes it worse. So we will learn from these ayat how to deal with it. The Shaykh said, يخبر تعالى ويخاطب المؤمنين أنهم سيبتلون في أموالهم من النفقات الواجبة والمستحبة ومن التعريض لإتلافها في سبيل الله. Allah informs us and He speaks to the believers that they will be tested in their wealth concerning the obligatory spending and that which is recommended, and that it will be exposed to being that the money will be taken away from them. It'll be destroyed. Yani like a natural disaster. Here the amwal. The amwal is not only currency, as you may think. It's not just some riyal you have in a bank or whatever, if you use a bank that is. Your property is your wealth. And something may happen, natural disaster may happen, which will destroy your property. Anything is possible here. وفي أنفسهم من التكليف بأعباء التكليف الثقيلة على كثير من الناس. And you'll be tested within yourself in sometimes in the obligations which are prescribed upon people, which to many are too difficult to carry out. كالجهاد في سبيل الله, like striving and fighting in Allah's cause. والتعرض للتعب والقتل والأسر والجراح, and being exposed thereof during the fighting, exposed to tiredness, killing, being killed, being taken as a captive, and being wounded. وكالأمراض التي تصيب في نفسها أو في من يحب, and also being tested within ourselves, in ourselves meaning the diseases and the sickness which may afflict you or those whom you love. ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب والمشركين أذى كثيرا, and you will hear from those who were given the scriptures before you and the mushrikeen, أذى كثيرا, a lot of harm. The Shaykh said, من الطعن فيكم وفي دينكم وكتابكم ورسولكم, meaning they will undermine, they will attack, they will speak ill of you, your religion, your book, and your prophet, your messenger. And all this is happening. All this is happening right now. Muslims are always addressed and spoken of as the worst people on earth. The Quran is considered a book of violence according to these wicked liars, and the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is also considered a terrorist and a pedophile, and you know all the other accusations they have against him. Just like Allah said, Ajib, Ajib. Allah knows His creation best. وفي إخباره لعباد المؤمنين بذلك عدة فوائد. الله أكبر. Now in Allah informing us about these occurrences, these events, there are a number of benefits. We will look at them one by one. Number one, منها أن حكمته تعالى تقتضي ذلك ليتميز المؤمن الصادق من غيره. First, the wisdom of Allah entails that such things happen so that a distinction will be made between the believer versus the others. Anyone, any other than a believer. A distinction is made between the believer and the rest through these trials. Through these trials. منها أنه تعالى يقدر عليهم هذه الأمور لما يريده بهم من الخير ليعلي درجاتهم ويكفر عن سيئاتهم. That Allah عز وجل decrees these matters upon them because Allah intends goodness for them. Allah intends goodness for them in order to raise their degrees and expiate their sins. وليزداد بذلك إيمانهم. And so their iman may increase in the process. ويتم به إيقانهم. And they will reach certainty. فإنه إذا أخبرهم بذلك ووقع كما أخبر قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. الله أكبر. He said, because why? If the event occurs just like Allah explained, then you will be reach certainty. Allah told you this is going to happen and you see it happening before your eyes. He said, then it will be like Allah said about them. They say, this is what Allah and His Messenger have promised us. And Allah and His Messenger have said the truth, and this only increased them in iman and submission. Yani Allah told the believers, you're going to be tested in your wealth and in your health. And the kuffar will harm you verbally and speak ill about your religion itself. And just as Allah said, it's taking place. Now they believe Allah has said the truth. So this will increase them in iman. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّهُ أَخْبَرَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ لِتَضَوَّقَ نُفُوسُهُمْ عَلَى وُقُوعِ ذَلِكَ وَالصَّبْرِ عَلَيْهِ. Allah informed us of these taking place in order for us to prepare ourselves. To prepare ourselves to deal with it. We can get ourselves ready and be patient and during that time. إِذَا وَقَعَ لَنَهُمْ قَدْ اسْتَعَدُوا لِقُوعِهِ فَيَهُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَمْلَهُ وَتَخِفُّ عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْنَتَهُ وَيَلْجَأُونَ إِلَى الصَّبْرِ وَالتَّقْوَى. Why? Because they're prepared. The believers are prepared for these things to take place. It becomes easier to deal with it. It becomes lighter to carry. And they will seek refuge in patience and piety. In patience and piety. Whatever God, وَأَن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. That's what Allah said. If you are patient and have taqwa. These are the two solutions. Patience, not going crazy. Not acting on emotions. Taqwa, not violating the rules of Allah while claiming that we're defending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That has to be done according to the context of Allah with the taqwa of Allah azza wa jalla. أي إن تصبروا على ما نالكم في أموالكم وأنفسكم من الابتلاء والامتحان وعلى أذية الظالمين. If you are patient over that which has afflicted you and your wealth and yourselves, and the tests and the trials and the harm of the wrongdoers, the oppressors, وتتقوا الله في ذلك, and you fear Allah in that, في ذلك الصبر, and you fear Allah while being patient, بأن تنوا به وجه الله وتقرب إليه, that you intend with that patience the face of Allah with sincerity and seeking nearness to Him. وَلَمْ تَتَعَدَّوْا فِي صَبْرِكُمْ الْحَدِّ الشَّرْعِيِّ. And you do not transgress in your patience the legal limits. The legal limits. من الصبر في موضع لا يحل لكم فيه الاحتمال بل وظيفتكم فيه الانتقام لأعداء الله. Beautiful. Where in a situation where patience is not permissible for you, huh? Rather, it becomes your obligation to seek revenge from the enemies of Allah. So then, what should happen is declaration of war against these kuffar. Not that we go out in the street and blow up an embassy or burn cars. No. If they're going to attack the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we Muslims should come together and retaliate within the limits of Allah. Because you cannot, the one who attacks the Messenger of Allah verbally must be killed. You must know this. This is the ruling in Islam. Even if he repents, if someone curses the Messenger of Allah, and then he comes on TV and he says, "I repent from what I've said," it doesn't matter. He is to be killed. Why? Because the honor of the Messenger of Allah must be protected. And if you leave it open for someone to repent, then they will play games. He will curse him. When we come to take right, our right, he will say, "I repent." Then he will curse him again. Then you come, you say, "I repent." And then the honor of the Messenger of Allah becomes a toy. Becomes a game between the people. Every other Tom, Dick and Harry will curse the Messenger of Allah. La. La. So Allah gave him this right. If someone speaks ill against the Messenger of Allah, he must be executed. It's not my choice, not yours. This is the deen of Allah. And that we must seek. But we can't do it on our own as individuals. So the Muslims must come together and agree on these issues and seek the lawful Islamic means to retaliate and seek revenge for the Messenger of Allah. Patience there is no good. They don't know we're going to be patient. No. A violation against us has been made. We need to retaliate. But it is to be done in an organized fashion, usually with the presence of a Khalifa and believers who pray Fajr in the Masjid. Not half of them are asleep, three quarters of them. These people are not ready for jihad. Someone who can't even jihad against himself to pray Fajr in the Masjid every day, he's not ready for jihad against the enemies of Allah. That's the truth of the matter. We're not ready. We're not ready. We're lousy. So we need to get back on our deen. Then Allah will facilitate what is pleasing to Him. The Muslims need a lot of work. Wallahu al-musta'an. طيب فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور أي من الأمور التي يعزم عليها وينافس فيها ولا يوفق لها إلا أهل العزائم والهمم العالية. This is from the matters which we must hold on to with determination. It's from the matters that require a lot of effort, and we should compete, and only the people of strong will are the ones who are given success to act upon it. Those with high expectations. كما قال تعالى وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. None will be able to attain it except those who are patient, and none will be able to attain it except those who are given plenty of success by Allah تبارك وتعالى. Ayah 187 and 188. Yeah, we can do that. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرَوْا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. Let's do 187 first. At least I'm a little sick nowadays. Not sad. No, don't. The AC? No, Habibi, ma'alish. I'll take this in with the AC rather than sweating here. And remember when Allah took the covenant, if you mean for you, that's another story. But for me, I'm okay.
I think he's cold.
I don't know.
Is he?
What do you think?
Well, hold on a second. Uno momento. So, let me see, make sure. Yeah, cool. Now the ayah says, "Walaikum salam." And remember when Allah took a covenant from those who were given the scripture, Jews and the Christians, to make it, meaning the news of the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the religious knowledge known and clear to mankind, and not to hide it. But they threw it away behind their backs and purchased with it some miserable gain. And indeed, worse is that which they bought. Al-Mithaq huwa al-ahdu al-thaqeel al-mu'akkad. Mithaq, covenant. Mithaq, covenant. It's a heavy, call it a promise, that is confirmed. a heavy, confirmed promise. That's what a covenant is, mithaq.
وَهَذَا الْمِيثَاقَ أَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى كُلِّ مَنْ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ الْكُتُبِ
This covenant Allah has taken upon every nation which Allah gave the scripture.
وَعَلَّمَهُ الْعِلْمِ
And Allah taught them knowledge.
أَنْ يُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا يَحْتَجُونَ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ
That they should clarify and make clear to the people that which Allah had taught them.
وَلَا يَكْتُمْهُمْ
وَلَا يَكْتُمُهُمْ ذَلِكَ
And he does not hide this information from them.
وَلَا يَبْخَلْ عَلَيْهِ بِهِ And he's not stingy.
He's not a miser
in that. He doesn't say, I'm not going to share the knowledge.
If someone has knowledge and the people need it,
this person is obliged in Islam to convey it to the people.
He cannot say, I'm a mufti, but I'm going to just, you know, take a break from fatwa.
Allah entrusted these people with the knowledge.
Their job is to share it with others.
Of course, provided that they meet the criteria and the conditions.
خصوصاً إذا سألوه ووقع ما يجب ذلك.
Particularly if his question or an event happens which necessitates that he says something.
The people of knowledge.
فإن كل من عنده علم يجب عليه في تلك الحال أن يبينه ويوضح الحق من الباطل.
Everyone who has knowledge, it becomes obligatory upon him during that condition to make it clear to the people and to make a distinction and to distinguish between the truth and the falsehood.
فَأَمَّا الْمُوَفَقُونَ فَقَامُوا بِهِ أَتَمَّ الْقِيَامِ
وَعَلَّمُوا النَّاسِ مِمَّا عَلَّمَهُمُ اللَّهِ
As for those who were granted success by Allah,
then they fulfilled that in the ultimate manner.
And they taught the people that which Allah taught them.
ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ
Seeking the pleasure of their master.
وَشَفَقَةً عَلَى الْخَلْقِ
And out of compassion to the creation.
وَخَوْفًا مِنْ إِثْمِ الْكِتْمَانِ
And out of fear of the sin associated with hiding knowledge, concealing knowledge.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنَ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى
وَمَنْ شَابَاهُمْ
فَنَبَذُوا هَذِهِ الْعُهُودَ وَالْمَوَاثِيقَ
وَرَأَى ظُهُورِهِمْ فَلَمْ يَعْبَأُوا بِهَا
As for those who were given the book among the Jews and the Christians, they threw all these covenants behind their back and they couldn't care less about it.
They don't care.
فَكَتَمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَظْهَرُوا الْبَاطِلَ
Not only that, they hid the truth and they exposed and brought out falsehood.
And not only they hid the truth, but they turned the tables around and they twisted the whole matter and they taught people falsehood,
like the Christians, for example.
Who, you know, not only did they deny, for example, the mention of the Prophet ﷺ in the Bible,
which is mentioned in the Old Testament and the New Testament,
and it's clear from the context that Jesus عليه السلام was speaking about the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم,
not the Holy Ghost, as they claim.
But not only they hide that information, they translated his name and changed the context and gave it a false interpretation, but they also taught the people Trinity and that Jesus is the Son of God, and they went totally against the traffic.
These are the Jews and the Christians.
Why?
فتجرأوا على محارم الله وتهاونوا بحقوقه تعالى وحقوق الخلق.
Why they had the nerve? They had the nerve to go against the sacred rules and teachings of Allah, and out of carelessness of concerning His rights and the rights of the creation.
واشتروا بذلك الكتمان ثمنا قليلا.
Furthermore, they purchased with this with the concealment of this information, some, you know, ثمنًا قليلا, small amount, small price.
وهو ما يحصل بعض الرياسات والأموال الحقيرة من سفلتهم المتبعين أهواءهم المقدمين شهواتهم الحق.
Because of some of the gain which they get, such as leadership, like the Pope and, you know, the priests.
These people know more than others that their religion is as false as a religion can be.
You know what I'm saying?
And Bart Ehrman is the biggest example.
He was a Christian theologian who studied the Bible in Greek and continued to study until he became an agnostic.
He realized without a doubt that this book is not from God. This is no way a preserved scripture.
And he left religion.
And many priests and many other people, they know,
but they're not willing to give up or lose on some of the worldly privileges which they have gained.
So they remain in the position because of the small price.
They prefer that
small price over the life. And the wealth which they gain from the lowly among their followers, who always put forth their desires before the truth. The average layman among the Christians, these people are dumb. They want to follow their desires anyway. And they don't want to be religious, man. They want to have, you know, they want to get drunk. They want to have their, you know, entertain themselves. So they love it when a priest will come and tell them, you know, Jesus loves you, He died for you, accept Him as Lord and Savior, go make a confession, you know, once a week, alas. Say 50 Hail Marys, you're done. So, this sounds good. Oh, that's not, I mean, I can do everything, just believe Jesus died for me, love Him, you know, love. Love Him and He loves me, and love. They're very good at saying love. Very, very good at saying love. Everything love. Big lies. Tell the next time they say, you know, Jesus loves you, say, did He speak to you? When did you see Jesus? Because they will tell you right away, Jesus loves you. You know, remember Jimmy Swaggart? He told Ahmadinejad, rahimahullah, you know, that God spoke to him last night and told him, son, tell Mr. D-Dad that, you know, I love him. And if he changes his ways and he comes to me, I will blah, blah, blah. He said, Allah, these clowns, man. And then Ahmad didn't miss out on the opportunity of making fun of Swaggart. He said, Swaggart, every time he got the chance. He would say, you know, Jimmy Swaggart has such a relationship with God that even God never said to Jesus, my son. He said, but to Jimmy Swaggart, he told him, my son, what a special position he has with him. You know, he speaks to God so freely. You know, he's being guided by the Holy Ghost. So it seems that the Holy Ghost guided him to be caught with a prostitute twice. That's Jimmy Swaggart for you. The Holy Ghost, which guided him to a prostitute after he said on stage that, you know, his wife, he chose the best one from the first time. Clowns, man. Christian clowns, Hindu clowns, Buddhist clowns, Jewish clowns. These people are clowns. Nothing but clowns. Liars, fabricators, wicked people. Some of them are ignorant, and those are the ones who become Muslim when they are exposed and presented by the truth, or with the truth. The other ones are a bunch of clowns. Anyways, them and their followers will curse each other on the day of resurrection. يَلْعَرُوا بَعْضٍ. They will curse them. You did this to us. They say, no, you did this to us. وَتَقَطَّعَ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ. But all relations will be cut off between them. So, Allah المستعان. A. فَبِلْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. What a horrible product they're purchasing. What a horrible game they're purchasing. لِأَنَّهُ أَخَصُّ الْعَوَضِ. This is the worst kind of reimbursement that one will get. وَالَّذِي رَغِبُوا عَنُهُ وَهُوَ بَيَرُ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِي السَّعَادَ الْأَبَدِيَّةِ وَالْمَصَالِحَ الدِّينِيَّةِ وَالدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ أَعْظَمُ الْمَطَالِبُ وَأَجَلُّهَا. That which they have turned away from, which is the sharing of the truth, which contains the eternal happiness and the benefits of the religion and the dunya, and the greatest of goals and objectives, to know the truth, live by the truth, and share the truth. This will guarantee you happiness in this life and in the life to come. They forsake all that, or they forsook all that in order to gain something very insignificant. بِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. وَالَّذِي رَغِبُوا عَنْهُ فَلَمْ يَخْتَارُوا الدَّنِيَ الْخَسِيسِ ويترك العالي النفيس إلا لسوء حظهم وهوانهم وكونهم لا يصلحون لغير ما خلقوا له. So why did they then choose that which is lowly and unimportant and leave that which is lofty and valuable, except because of the wretched behavior, their insignificance, and the fact that they do not, they are no good except that which they were created for, which is the Jahannam. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And with this, inshallah, we will conclude. If we remain alive and healthy, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, next week we will be doing ayah number 188 and on. And we are not too far from the end of Surah Ali Imran. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.